Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchoring oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In a world that often demands evidence and proof, the concept of faith can seem radical. Yet, throughout history, countless individuals have embraced a radical faith that defied conventional wisdom and brought about extraordinary results. Today, we shall embark on a journey to explore the essence of radical faith, drawing inspiration from real-life stories and the timeless wisdom found in the Bible. Through this message, we shall gain insight into the transformative power of faith and how to apply it to achieve the impossible in our lives. As you open your heart to receive from God, may you experience God's power at work in your life. Again, the topic is radical faith, and our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
In a world that often demands evidence and proof, the concept of faith can seem radical. Yet, throughout history, countless individuals have embraced a radical faith that defied conventional wisdom and brought about extraordinary results. Imagine a young woman named Sarah, who had been struggling with a chronic illness for years. Doctors had exhausted all treatment options, leaving her with little hope. Sarah decided to attend a meeting where she heard a minister share his personal journey of triumph over adversity through radical faith. His story inspired her to challenge her own doubts. Sarah did, and she experienced divine healing in her life. Faith is the key to unlocking God's transformative power. It's a divine currency to transact in the spiritual realm. When you need a miracle, you must have the faith to bring forth the miracle. From our Bible text today, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, we read, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is now, it is active and transformative. The Bible says, it is the substance of what we hope for. Substance is something that you can touch or feel. In essence, when you have faith, you can touch, see, or feel what you asked for. You can see the baby God is giving you, even before you are pregnant. You see yourself living in your new house even when you don't have enough money to build or buy one. That is faith in action. The Bible goes on to say, it is the evidence of things we cannot see. That can be compared to having an evidence or being sure that you are healed even before the doctor confirms it. With faith, you can go beyond the physical realm into the spiritual to actualize what is impossible in the physical. The Bible is filled with examples of people who demonstrated radical faith that can inspire and encourage us. One such example is the story of David and Goliath. When facing the towering giant, David chose to have faith in God's strength rather than rely on his own power. Despite overwhelming odds, his radical faith propelled him to step forward with nothing more than a sling and 5 stones. His unwavering belief in God's power allowed him to accomplish the impossible. The story of Sarah's experience and David's victory over Goliath invites us to consider the impact of radical faith in our lives. Are you going through a difficult situation, where all hope seems lost? I don't know what challenges you're currently facing, but I want to encourage you to embrace radical faith. Do you feel overwhelmed by the obstacles ahead? Or have you doubted your abilities or questioned God's plan? Your faith can help you out or save you in the midst of any problem. Today, you too can experience divine transformation in your life through radical faith. The following steps will help you. 1. Surrender your control. Release your need for control and place your trust in God's sovereignty. Surrendering control doesn't mean giving up. It means acknowledging that God's ways are higher than yours. Seek His guidance and wisdom in every decision. 2. Anchor in God's promises. Immerse yourself in God's word and anchor your faith in His promises. Memorize verses that align with the areas of your life where you need a miracle or radical transformation. Repeat them daily, reminding yourself of God's faithfulness and power. 3. Seek a community of faith. Surround yourself with like-minded believers who can uplift and encourage you on your journey. 4. Step out in boldness. Break free from the chains of fear and self-doubt. Allow your faith to propel you forward, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Take risks, pursue your passions, and embrace the opportunities that come your way. God wants us to exercise radical faith in the face of any circumstances. By this we can have a transformative experience. The Bible emphasizes this in many places. In Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." This verse encourages us to believe that our faith, no matter how small it may seem, can have a tremendous impact. It reminds us that with God, nothing is impossible. Just as David had the faith to face Goliath, we are called to have unwavering faith, trusting that God can move mountains in our lives and bring about miraculous outcomes. Furthermore, Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." This verse reminds us to draw upon God's strength as we face the trials and uncertainties that may come our way, knowing that he empowers us to live a life of radical faith. When we step out in boldness and embrace radical faith, we may encounter challenges and obstacles along the way. However, with God's strength, we can overcome anything. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on your own life. What are the problems or challenges that you are passing through today? Do you have a health issue, financial problem, you are childless, or there is something else you want God to do in your life? Remember, with God all things are possible. Matthew chapter 19 verse 26. See God as bigger than your problems and go on to unleash a radical faith on it. Remember that God is bigger than your problem, and that you have the ability to transact and obtain your miracle in the spiritual realm through faith. Take action, step out in boldness, declare the word of God over that situation and witness how radical faith will transform your circumstances. As you take this radical step of faith, may you be victorious in every aspect of life in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of radical faith displayed throughout the Bible and in the lives of those who have gone before us. We confess our doubts, fears, and areas where we have lacked faith. Today, strengthen us, Lord, as we step out in boldness, knowing that you are with us. Surround us with a community of believers who will support and encourage us on this journey. May our lives be a testimony of radical faith, inspiring others to trust in your power and goodness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, chapter 8 and chapter 9. And for the evening, John chapter 13 verse 1 to 17. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.